have-nots. And so, to some degree, I'm not saying that Connell's going to pay somebody into this, but what I am saying is we may have to buck up a little bit and get make sure everybody is taken care of. But work off of an assumption that you can get those 10 in. Work off of a series of assumptions that we can come to, and then if the assumption is we're going to have a contract operator, then we need to get with them and accommodate with that what can make it work for them. Because I don't know that this is a very attractive option for any of us. So that's why we don't want to do it.
Well, it can be. That's the beauty of this. It can be if you do it properly. And that's Kansas City found that out the hard way. They did it the wrong way the first time. They did it the right way the second time. And it can be very beneficial for the community as a whole. But one of the two things, I would think and hope that we could get all of these entities at one meeting, just where they could be here. And I will tell you from dealing with something else that it is saddening to know that one of these cities, their police department, has asked us to buy them some rubber gloves so that when they're dealing with bodily fluids, they don't get infected, because they can't even afford that for their people. So I'm not sure what they're going to be able to do here. And I don't have a problem with that part of it, but I need to know. I have to have the figures on who's really going to be part of this, what it's going to cost us if we, with both options, if we continue with it ourselves, hands down, I'm with you, you need a new facility, one way or the other. Just because I've been part of that side of it.
Recently, too, that's on that list, I'm a set in because you'd asked to come. They don't have the finances to
be involved,
maintain what they've got. They're both, some of the citizens talking about to disbanding their village and their city to take care of the issues they have.
That's good knowledge, because then we can make an accurate determination before. I'm like everybody sitting here, I have to go back and tell a group of people, this is exactly what this is going to cost you, and what we are going to do and what we aren't going to be able to do. And without those numbers, there's not a lot more I can do moving forward. The most important thing to me is to find out, make a determination, if we can find, and this is nothing against you.
No.
If that's an option, great. If there's another option out there, wonderful. If none of those options work, then option three is, or whatever you want to call it, we move forward with our own facility. Because what Rick said is so true. Animal control is extremely important to this area. And unfortunately, it's a neglected area. I was taught a long time ago, you want to know what people think of their community? Look at their animal control facility.
I think another thing we have to decide sooner or later is whether or not we are going to do, I'm guessing you're terming field services, the taking into custody and transporting. Is that what you're calling field services, or what else are you
calling? Those are the field officers that are out there, they're tracking down.
How many of those do we have?
Basically three. Two full-time, and then Sherry fills in, and we have four people out there.
I take call and cover and
one or two trucks?
We have three.
Three trucks, okay. That's good.
One of them does go to the hospital.
And he has one to also take care of.
And we, for the most part, transport ours and our officers take in these animals and transport them ourselves. But again, I believe that the enforcement piece of this, issuing citations and things like that, probably at least initially needs to be on the public sector side. If in fact we do a contract operator, isn't it possible for them to?
I got to believe it has to. I think the law, I can't imagine anybody giving me the authority to do something like that.
We're not going to give it to you, Bob. We're going to give it
to you. So, yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
We can wave a magic wand.
You can be deputized, and you can do these things, but we don't know that that's the best.
Joplin Humane Society, the way they handle it, the Humane Society does the sheltering part. Each jurisdiction has their own animal control / police department. And it's up to each jurisdiction how they want that to work. But the sheltering side is through the Humane Society. The enforcement side is through the separate jurisdictions, including Jasper County as a police
officer. One other thing for that that is easier for us is our ordinances are there. Mm-hmm. How you, the citations, how long to hold the animals, all of those things are already there rather than having to reconstruct something at a different level and then all of us go back and get to it. I think there are some things here that maybe we could encourage other members of the partnership, and I've seen this happen in those other partnerships. One of them is, how many animals can you have? You know, if some people can have 10 animals and some people can have 2 and 4 and all of that, if we can get at least a limit to our exposure on that, gets to what the chief was saying about there can't be this endless supply of animals out there. Yeah. And even though we have a limit of 4, said lady with 34 cats eating each other in her trailer on
it
Thursday.
Happens. It does happen.
So
I had a lady in Friday very upset at her neighbors, and she couldn't get any help. She'd been to the health department and to everywhere she could think of, because she thought the animals were being mistreated. They were in the house, in a mobile home, and then the landlord forced them to put them out. But anyway, what? And then so they're sitting in a cage outside, and where did they go with them? I think she was told the Humane Society, after they got to where they were, showing they were having malnutrition, the Humane Society could help her. So she's sneaking food over to them.
Yeah.
She's one of these that...
Yeah. Now, as far as I know, no, we're not. We're, by statute, not allowed to take animals in. Does it happen? Yeah, it usually has to go through a real unusual chain of events in order for us to do it. We actually don't take them. I might take them to my house for a month and get them healthy and then either take them there or take them to...
Springfield Humane Society is evaluating these animals today.
Yeah.
Is it today?
It was just last Friday.
I know, but it didn't show up.
We
haven't. So I think it's today.
We, you know, two things to address that. As far as, I don't know what the situation is, but I will say we don't have jurisdictional authority in every area. It depends on where it is as to whether we can help them and whether we have ordinances that can support that. The other thing is that we do help in hoarding situations. We had a situation out off of MM Highway. We had over 85 cats in a house. We also had more than 20, 30 dogs outside. They were running an unlicensed rescue. So we were able to involve Missouri Department of Agriculture and the Humane Society out of St. Louis to come down and remove all these animals. So it was not a burden on the county or the county taxpayer money, but we were able, because of the situation, to get the right resources and get those animals out of there.
Right, and we can do those some on a smaller level, that kind of
right.
stuff, but it has to be somebody, someone has to have the enforcement capability. We can't go take an animal because someone's mistreating them. It's the best way I know to get sued.
And what with the Missouri Humane Society, they actually have abuse and neglect investigators. So they'll actually go out and they'll respond to these things and they'll actually do an investigation, but they can't enforce it. So they have to work with the local sheriff's department, prosecutors, stuff like that, to get that case then presented into the court system. So, you know, if we pass the local ordinance, you can have animal control officers that would have more power and do more. But that, again, that
well, the
one we'll need down here would be pretty substantially.
In the city of Branson, we do have code enforcement capability, and we do utilize that, and we do send cases to the city of Branson court. But that is the only jurisdiction that we have authority to do that in.
We also have animal cases every month in court for a variety of things. I mean, it isn't just abuse. It might be a vicious dog or it might be something. But there's always animals in court or owners in court.
I just didn't know jurisdiction that the county had. I wasn't about to. issue that the county should have, that we could go ahead and do something.
You guys have a little bit of a different environment, because people in the unincorporated portions of political subdivisions believe that individual rights extend to livestock, i.e. your personal property taxes and livestock are on there. Well, they kind of make domestic animals an extension of that. And so they're a little bit different than if you come into a city, there's expectations that you're going to have different rules. And animals happens to be one of them. But I think there's some fundamental basic rules that you could employ that wouldn't be too onerous and too off the charts. Owners in the county that feel that these are, it's their God-given right, may choose to shoot an animal rather than see it suffer, but they get the suffering part. Usually they're not, but that's it, as we've all talked about, what does that mean? That means different things to different people. So, I mean, this is a tough thing, but I think those are probably refinements. We need to get at least in my estimation, we need to get the basics moving, and then we can kind of dial in some of these finer points.
That's a whole other discussion if the county would wish to pass animal ordinances and take on, I don't know, $5 a house for licensing of dogs or something to add a revenue source for the health department or something. But that is something down the road.
That's like trying to tell them they have to register their gun. They ain't going to do it.
No, they won't register their guns.
And they ain't going to register the dogs either.
But at least then if they don't, the health department can do what they need to do. And that starts to cut down the number of animals in the county.
Well, I think they hired some PR people already. They'd have to hire a whole lot more.
I wouldn't worry about that.
So what's the next move? Where are we at? Chief, are you thinking they need to look at some of the numbers and come back with something? Or will you?
We'll be happy to look at it. I don't have any idea what my board would be willing to participate in or even consider, but I'll take it to them and we'll visit about it.
What information do you need from us then?
I think most of this is going to help, and then we'll see if there's any interest in doing something. And if there is, then we'll come up with some definite questions. Once again, enforcement is probably my biggest question. The facilities is a big issue, because taking over a facility that we know is in trouble is not always the best business decision. If we were making good business decisions, we wouldn't be a humane society. So we'll just have to work on it. We'll have to look at it and get some questions and answers.
Sherry, could you send what you referred to in the file there? Mm-hmm. Did you email that to
Bob? Yep, I can email it to everyone, and that way you all know.
We'll be having a board meeting tomorrow. We may not bring it up, but it'd be good if we can have it back.
You have everyone's email addresses, correct?
I think so. Yes, I do.
I will say, too, that I have, this is the first meeting that I didn't do it, but all the other meetings, I went personally to these outside jurisdictions, not people here at this table, but Tanyuga, Rockaway Beach, Bull Creek, and delivered letters to them, talked to them, encouraged them to come. So... we captured all the emails, and I believe we made it at this time. But previously, I just got in my car and drove all the way around to
I think we'll do that again to get them to the next meeting. And what I'm probably going to suggest is we look back at this budget, and maybe I can work with Rick and kind of see what is a more, I guess, a better strategy in terms of how to get these numbers down to smaller jurisdictions.
I don't know that the numbers. I think we'll be well served by accurate numbers. Because if we fake the numbers now, we might have to come up with a scholarship plan for animals that live in Taneyville. I don't know, but something like that. But
just if they're committed. just